Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Thank you to Hey Grill Hey for making this podcast possible.
Does your finger smell?
No.
Oh.
I was doing a very light version of like the farmer's
almanac?
No, like the nasal clear. Just making sure that I didn't have a nasally like blockage.
You know, snot rocket?
We are farmers.
Yeah, kind of like a snot rocket. But like it was not aggressive because there wasn't anything in there or really to shoot out. It was just clearing up space.
And no, nothing to catch it with.
Right.
These are just all over the
which camp. Is why I didn't go hard.
Okay.
I went just enough.
That's called a farmer's thing?
I mean, it is a farmer's thing.
It is?
Is what farmers do.
I thought farmers farmed.
They do.
That's farming?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
That's exhausting.
I don't know. It just seems like a farmer thing in my head.
It's to me, it seems like something like a pitcher would do, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe like a pitcher that grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
Farm boy pitcher. All right.
Or a runner.
A runner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've done it before as a runner.
Or just like a guy in his 40s that woke up.
Yeah. I was just out for a walk. Didn't have a tissue.
All right.
Do you know what I'm trying to do?
What?
I'm trying to stop saying, like, Band-Aid and Kleenex.
Oh, like, brand names?
Yeah, the brand name. I don't know why. I don't want to give them the honor, you know?
I'm sure Western Family really appreciates that. I need a throat lozenge. That's not one.
A cough drop? That's not a brand?
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to be generic.
Ooh, I could go for a Ludens right now.
He went too generic.
Took it a step too far. Or I wish I could make our brand a word. Like your Hey Grill Hey chicken sandwich or something.
Bro. I just Hey Grill Hey this sandwich. I don't even want to know what that means.
No.
Yeah, that would be cool. It's too long, though. It's got to be a quick one, like a Bic, like the lighter. They really... Dude, Bic's doing good stuff. Bic's are pens and lighters. And razors.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think razor, actually.
Yeah.
And it's owned by Johnson & Johnson. Probably. They own everything.
Yeah. There's like two or three companies. And if you look, there's just like a higher level we don't know about, and someone owns those two companies or whatever. I don't know. Anyway. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm tired.
I'm good. Same.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be a good podcast. Lots of energy. A lot of energy on the pod today.
NRG.
I'm the low energy guy, so you guys can't be coming in all tired. That's not Duke won.
Evergreen. Did they?
Evergreen.
Fantastic.
Evergreen. Anyway.
Into the 8 or the 4?
Into the 8.
The Ocho.
The Ocho.
I wish that was a real thing. The Ocho. ESPN. Dude, with like squirrel racing and stuff.
What were you watching? Oh, Corgi racing on like ESPN something.
During the pandemic, they did
it got do real some, Ocho-y.
They did some content, like they changed. You remember that? They like went full Ocho just to like fill up time because there was no new sports.
I myself have, within the last few years, watched a cornhole tournament on ESPN.
Dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have you seen that guy with like no legs and he just freaking wins everything?
No.
Oh, that's amazing.
In cornhole?
Yeah.
I guess maybe he's got an advantage because he's more
high I don't
level
know.
With the.
But it's amazing to watch.
I was thinking this is like shooting a free throw for
what
him.
What do you call a guy with no legs playing cornhole?
Champion.
Oh man, well that's
sir.
Good for that guy.
It'd be like being 10 feet tall playing basketball, you know?
Yeah.
Or having just being a head and putting.
They did this big study and they found out he had like this crazy advantage and then they like disallowed. If you don't have legs, you can't play professional cornhole. Sorry.
You have to be at least this tall.
Oh, that would be so messed up. Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's terrible. The Cornhole Association of America should be ashamed of themselves. Yes,
quite frankly.
Also, no one's ever going to take you seriously if you call your game cornhole.
Bro, he might also have, like stubby arms, too. Like, I don't know how... I don't know. I'm going to look him up during the break.
I feel like we should move on.
Yeah, let's take it easy.
They did a special on ESPN. I watched it. It was very inspiring.
Did they use the word stubby?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I got to... One of the biggest challenges I didn't anticipate when making a podcast was the things that I would have to just not say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I want to, you know?
So do you remember back when we got the, when they did like these digital, they did these digital channels? It's like, hey, now your TV can, it's like over the air and you can like, you know what I'm talking about? You get all the main channels, but there's also like 40 random weird ones. Just with.
Like, are you talking about.
Just like you use like, an antenna.
Like oh, you, yeah. Just
if
like,
you didn't have Dish Network or whatever, you put up an antenna and then you get this little box and it'll bring
like
you.
Like NBC up. And ABC and stuff. Yeah. But there's also like.
Like 0.1, 0.2, 0.3. Yeah. So we were at my parents' house and I was up late just talking to my sister. We were there for a holiday or something. I don't know. But. We were flipping through the channels and there it was like a 0.1, 0.2 type channel on something. And there was this game being played on a grass field. And there was maybe 50 to 75,000 people watching this. And I'm like, what is this? Like,
was it cricket?
No.
It was soccer.
It was Australia rules football.
Yeah, Australia rules.
No. No, that's like, that's a lot like, I take that back. That's, a lot like rugby. Yeah. It was field hockey.
Oh.
In Australia. Wow. Yeah, it was like full stadiums cheering this on. I'm like, I've never seen this in my whole life.
That's kind of awesome.
Dude, it was crazy. And we watched it for a minute and.
That is nuts. Did you know cricket's huge?
Oh, like, yeah.
Bigger than, like. The highest paid athletes in the world, I think, play cricket.
Yeah, in India?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you're popular with like 1% of the population of India, that's a lot of numbers. That's very populous, you know? Anyway, I didn't know all that, but I like saw something on Instagram and it was about this guy and he looked like, I thought it was a soccer player. I never heard of this person. I'm flipping through, and it was a cricket player. I went down a whole rabbit hole. Anyway, we can move on. Cricket's bigger than
they're into interesting sports over there. Across the pond.
Yeah. I don't know if India is considered across the pond, but...
It is.
It's across the pond.
It is.
But I don't think across the pond just means anywhere. I think it specifically is England, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I just assumed that it was like
Anywhere across the place pond?
Across the pond.
I used it for a European country the other day, and it felt strange. I think it's meant for, like, Great Britain.
Hmm. In my defense,
not
Great Britain.
That could be India, too.
Great Britain, like, colonized everywhere, yeah. So.
This is true.
Across the pond by association is what I meant.
Okay. Pond adjacent?
Yeah.
But yes. Yes, agreed. Do you think that we don't embrace the football, the soccer, as a country compared to the rest of the world just like sheerly out of defiance? Or do we just have better things to do here? What do you guys think?
No, I think it's just what you were raised with. Yeah. So the culture here is American football and basketball and baseball and hockey. Like, those are the big four. And it's just the way it is. Like, they don't, when you go on, when you go to,
but it's like everywhere else is soccer.
Yeah, because they don't watch anything else. That's all that's what they grow up watching. The football stadiums at high schools are soccer fields. Like, there's just no football in, like, in Germany. I never saw a football field. They were all soccer fields.
Hmm. All right. I think it's weird. I think we're weird.
I think
as a country.
I think we didn't embrace soccer when it was so, like, it was getting big in England. I think there was some defiance of, like, same thing with, like, that's
is it tea? Is soccer tea?
What do you mean?
Like, we drink coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And, like, the metric system?
Yeah. I would like 4 inches of coffee so I can watch football, please.
Yeah. Should we do meters? No, yards.
That'd be weird if you ordered liquids in inches. Give me about 6 inches of Coke.
You can do liquids in fingers.
That's true, you can.
Yeah.
Only, you don't do, that's mainly.
No, it's really only alcohol.
Yeah. Like, no kids like, can I get 2 fingers of juice, Daddy? Yeah.
Oh, man. I really needed 3 fingers of milk today. It's been rough.
Half and half.
Speaking of milk and half and half, I want this. Can we talk about that on the air? Because I think it was a crazy story.
Why would we not?
Okay, I don't know. I just didn't know if you were like, not. I don't know. Maybe it'd be embarrassing. I don't know.
I think that as far as Howard's concerned, it's probably been 40 years since he was concerned about being embarrassed about anything.
This is probably true. Okay, so tell me this story again that you guys told me off the air.
Well,
the healthiest snack ever.
It came back up because my grandpa lives with me. Mine and Todd's grandpa lives with me, and I was wondering why we always have half and half in our fridge now, and it makes me crazy because I'm like, what are we, like, whipping cream? What is the point of this? And then I realized that my grandfather has always had his cold cereal with half and half. Do any of you out there do this? Is this a more common thing than I realized? Because then Todd and I started talking about when we were growing up. Sometimes after we'd have a sleepover over there, we'd be having cereal, and it was always with half and half, and it's a strange experience.
I think it was only one time. I was like, oh, I'm going to put this milk on my cereal, and then I'm like, what is wrong with this milk? Oh, that's half and half. Well, I'm never touching this again because it's strange.
I don't think I took as strong a stance.
That grossed me out, dude.
Well, it's because it's kind of gross. The feel in your mouth is weird.
So I have a theory as to why it might have been in your fridge. Because your dad made mac and cheese?
Yeah. I go through this because, like, I'll find it in there and I'll need room. And I'll be like, we're never going to use half and half. I'll get rid of it. And then within a week, I'll open the fridge again and there's half and half in there. And I'm like, why do we keep having half and half? Fridge real estate is just, you know, it's
hard to come by.
Yeah, so I don't know why we have this thing, but
because we buy it now and then, and it's to make mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and I kept thinking it was for a recipe, but I'm pretty sure that old Howard's still doing the half and half on the cold cereal.
I think it's a, like, they grew up, I don't know if they had, like, they had cows. They were milking cows back then. I don't know. Probably not, maybe.
But I mean,
there were definitely cows.
There were cows.
No, yeah. I mean, like, grandpa and his family had a farm with,
like,
cows.
Like, that was their source of milk?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, okay, that was, like, a special treat when they got that level of, like, I don't know.
When so then, like, when he... It was, like, excess to them, they'd just be like,
yeah,
like, oh, my gosh, we get to have cereal with milk today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because ground, it was the same way. Every on Sunday mornings, it was, like, tradition. They'd probably, like, held hands and sang Kumbaya while they ate half and half on their cereal. Like, it was a big, like,
he's just, like, in his head, like, look at me, I freaking made it. Yeah, half and half every Sunday.
Yeah.
Golden Grahams, Frosted Flakes, it don't matter.
Hey, Howard, how's life going? Well, I have half and half on my cereal every Sunday. How's that sound?
But here's the thing, is my mom would always make a comment about how unhealthy it was and how it was concerned her. Homie's 90, dude.
Yeah.
Like, maybe half and half is a secret to a long, happy life. Yeah.
Why don't you half and half a chill pill?
But yeah, it does weird things to your mouth and to the cereal.
Yeah, it coats.
Yeah.
That was my main question. It's like, it can't, the cereal's not absorbing the milk, right? So it just coats
it. It's like it wants to, but yeah, it can.
It envelops it?
Yeah, it's too heavy.
What if your cereal was just, it had the same shape, but it was shiny and white?
Yeah, kind of.
That's weird. Now I kind of want to try it, though. Is heavy cream heavier than half and half?
I think so.
Maybe I'll try it with that. That would be so gross.
That would be a lot, dude.
Oh. What cereal should I try?
Cocoa Puffs.
Didn't even hesitate.
I mean, just if we're just spitballing ideas here.
That in the chamber, locked and loaded.
Well, as soon as you said it, I was like, what would I try with it? My brain was already going on that question.
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think I'm going to do that.
Or Reese's Puffs. Sounds like, oh.
I love Reese's Puffs. I didn't used to as a younger boy.
Oh, dude, the Oreo O's would also be really good like that.
Yeah.
Rice Krispie Treats. Cereal.
I don't think they make Rice Krispie Treats cereal anymore.
Well, that's too bad.
I've been on the lookout for it because it is one of the best cereals that's ever been, in my opinion.
Yo, what if you know how Waffle Crisp also coats your mouth? What if you did half and half with Waffle Crisp?
You would end up looking like Neo in The Matrix when he doesn't have a mouth. That's what would happen.
Like Homer Simpson walking into the chili contest with, like, the super hot chili where he coats his mouth with wax and eats the hottest chili. It's a weird memory I have about The Simpsons.
No, but it's spot on. That's what it would be like. Just too much. Anyways, use this information with caution.
Yeah. I'm not saying that half and half will lead you to 90 years of age. I'm not a doctor.
But we have no evidence to suggest to otherwise.
Yeah. I've only known one man that's done it, and he is 90 years old.
He's the oldest person I know. So
that is true, yeah.
Well, Papa, my wife's grandpa's older a little bit, but he's not like a health nut either. So, yeah, probably the same thing. I don't know if his milk is half and half, though. I'll look at their fridge next time I'm there.
To be clear, it's not like he eats it every morning.
No, it's a special treat.
I do notice it. The cereal bags will be moved around in the pantry, and I'll notice the half and half in the fridge, and I'm like putting two and two together. It's like it's still happening. So, yeah. Anyway, that's weird.
I would like to think... Let me finish before you feel like I'm being rude. I would like to think that if I lived with someone, I would know them and talk to them enough to know why the half and half was in the fridge. But I also know that I definitely wouldn't know. I currently, like, buy the groceries for 60% of the people that live in my house, and I'm still like, why do we have this? Where did this come from? Is this for slimes? Yeah. Did you go through that phase at all?
Oh, yeah.
We're not in it right now, but.
We kind of missed it. Like, Autumn was too young for it, but.
We just said no a lot and fought it. But anyway.
I also have an unrelated roommate that lives with us that'll occasionally buy random things too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I just don't ask questions. But my mind puts things together.
I don't know why, but that was a jarring statement that you said. Because you meant it in the literal way, like of relation, like a relative, like an unrelated roommate. But it was like unrelated news. I don't know. Just like, did you know what I'm saying? I thought you were going to go on a tangent, but you didn't.
I don't know.
He was just not related to you. Like correct. The previous roommate.
Yeah.
It was confusing. Anyway. This is the quality content you came here for. What are we talking about today on the Foodie It podcast, Denny?
Energy drinks?
No, just drinks.
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 Oh.
Do you want to do energy drinks specifically?
Oh, no. I'm fine with drinks. Let me cross that out.
Like drinks?
Now it's just
drinks. I told you we didn't have any energy. It's like drinks. I feel like it's mainly like unhealthy drinks. Not alcohol, but like soda, energy drinks.
Ooh.
I don't know what else falls under that category. That's pretty much it, isn't it?
Juice.
Juice.
Juice is kind of a lie.
We already did a whole episode on juice.
Yeah, but I just, you know.
Yeah, it is a lie, though. We can touch on juice. I'm curious to learn a little bit more about it because I'm definitely interested in the energy drink avenue and especially Monsters. They have a lot of ones that are heavily juice marketed. Like, that makes it better, but it's not healthy.
Well, either. I went to a high class science and engineering fair the other day, the fourth graders at an elementary school here locally. And one of the exhibits that the students did was like they put up specific drinks and bags of sugar underneath that represents how much sugar is in each one.
Ooh.
Juice was not good, I'll tell you that much. Juice was bad.
What? Juice is probably up there with energy drinks. Pretty yeah. close.
It might be higher. A lot of energy drinks don't have sugar.
Yeah.
What other drinks did they have?
Just like Coca-Cola and they did a juice box. Like a juice box. What are they called? Capri
like
Sun.
A Capri Sun.
Capri Sun. That's the word I was looking for.
The juice box.
Juice box.
They had, I'm a juice box.
Like a juice box.
But they had to do some math because there was less liquid, so they like did the math to multiply out to equal the same liquid. So it was all like a standard, if it was the same volume.
Right. If you had this unit of liquid, this is how much sugar is
yeah. in there. And it wasn't like a fresh squeezed orange juice. It was a... You know, like not
focus.
Yeah, not like a from concentrate.
Yeah. Oh, concentrate. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like a Dole juice.
Yeah. Or an Ocean Spray.
Nice callback.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it was jarring to see how much sugar's in these drinks. So the problem is. Is the non-sugar drinks, which are full of, which just got to be the most, like what's worse, drinking sugar or drinking all the crap, fake sugar and stuff that's in the not sugar drinks?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they're both bad.
Yeah.
Just drink water.
Yeah.
Easier said than done.
This is a hard thing for me. I've really been in a little bit of denial about the water of it all with everything. But when I was doing my absolute best, when I was able to like control my eating and everything, I was just drinking a crap ton of water every day. Like, I read some stat about how much water you're supposed to drink. I probably did the math wrong and way over. I was drinking, so, like, you can't see it, but I have my gallon. We've talked about it here. I have a huge water jug. I was drinking, like, three of these a day. So I was drinking a ton of water.
That's crazy.
You're just peeing all day?
Not really, because if you do it, like, if you only drink a little bit every, if you don't chug it and you just drink, I don't even remember how much it is. I had this down to a lot more of a science, so I wasn't peeing that often because it was actually just hydrating me, right? It wasn't like, if you drink too much too fast,
flooding the system.
Yeah, your body can only use so much at once, so the rest is just going to come flooding out. So if you just drink a little bit, and it can be like every 10 minutes, you're just kind of constantly, always, you're like a gerbil. You're just always kind of sipping on water. And you go get on your little wheel, work for the man, or the woman, in my case. And then you go, you know, suck your water some more. But like, yeah, I didn't have to pee that much. But that really was when I was doing my best, when I was able to like control my diet, and I didn't eat particularly healthy. I just was able to eat what I wanted, and I didn't eat that. I don't know. It was totally different, but it was when I started forcing myself to drink as much water as I thought I was supposed to. And I've really fallen off of that. Been drinking a ton of soda. And then I like remember all the things I hear from people like you and lots of people about how bad aspartame and all this kind of crazy stuff. So I'm like, well, I can't drink diet soda. I have to drink all the Coca-Cola or I will die, you know? So anyway. I think they're all real, real bad, is my point. I've done the diet soda thing, and it's just as bad.
So, this is in the last few years. I don't know if I was trying to justify my habits or what, but I was just really intrigued as to what science was actually saying out there about aspartame and caffeine, because there's just... Anyway, it was a lot of chatter about, well, if you drink diet soda, then you're still going to not be able to lose weight or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I looked into a lot of that. And then I also looked into the aspartame thing with, like, lab rats dying of cancer from it and stuff. You know, I don't know. Basically, I don't remember specifically, and we can maybe talk about this in the future, but... It was some huge, like, the amount that we gave this rat and it died equated to, like, if you drank, like, 400 ounces of diet soda a day for, like, like a year or something. Like it was some crazy number that no one's doing. Well, some people are maybe doing.
It's like, have you seen the size of some of these refill mugs?
So, anyway, I'm just a fan of like moderation, and every now and then I might drink, you know, 60 something to 100 ounces of diet soda in a day. That's like super rare. I don't know. I don't see the science backing that it's really that bad. So I have a problem with justifying my actions.
That's why I kind of think the sugar's worse.
Yeah.
Personally,
I don't know. Well, I think so too, to a degree. But I think what I was trying to say, but I just got derailed on thinking about how awesome water is like when they talked a lot about but just throughout history, you hear a lot about this diet soda thing. And one of the talking points is like regular soda at least has calories, so it's filling you up temporarily a little bit or whatever, like you overeat with diet soda, they claim, but I never found that to be the case really. But I do really find drinking enough water mitigates it entirely though.
Well, we talked about it with
have we done a water episode?
I don't know if we have, but when we were talking about dieting, I think a little bit ago, Todd, you were talking about how you couldn't use the liquid IV because it has an amount of calories that like starts the insulin process and
the digestion.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So like diet sodas have zero calories, right?
Right.
So regular soda would do that, but not a good thing.
That's right. The trick I was just going to say is when I'm doing a lot of intermittent fasting right now, And it says specifically that the aspartame, the fake sugar in diet sodas, your body's insulin and digestion is triggered by the fake
sugar. So even if it is zero, it still doesn't matter.
Yep.
So and it's not needed, so it probably screws you up.
Yeah. So the intermittent fasting and diet soda, like, don't, if you're going to drink, like, if I'm drinking a Mountain Dew Zero or something that day, I do not drink one until, like, after I've eaten lunch or something.
Hmm. Wow. I didn't know that. Something that I didn't think about when we started talking about this, but I'm interested in. One thing I want to clarify real quick for longtime listeners, because this is going to be, like, new and old. This is a two-part episode. We're just asking questions right now. And next week, we're going to answer all of these questions.
Yeah, we'll dig into this stuff.
But I am interested in, like, sports drinks. And
oh, that was another one.
What is with you guys saying, like drink items really quickly out of nowhere?
What are you talking about?
Because he was like...
Hey, I'm a juice box.
He's like, this is juice box. And you're like... One thing I'm, like, really curious, sports drinks. It's like, what?
Sports drink!
That was another one on this kid's science project. Yeah, was Gatorade.
Sugar.
I had a lot of sugar.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested in that, and also the, I don't know what it's called at this point, because they have different versions of it every few years, but the whatever the sugar-free version of Gatorade is, their diet version, G2 or...
Yeah, I was going to say G2, probably.
It was at one point. I think it might be something different now.
Gatorade Zero?
Yeah, it might just be Gatorade Zero now. But anyway, yeah, that kind of stuff. I'm curious about that. Like, what is it doing? What's good? What's bad? How much sugar was in it? Was it compared to the other stuff? Was it?
It was all, like, a lot. It was pretty similar across the
board. It's all too much sugar.
But it was just to show, like, these kids' juices and Gatorades have just as much sugar as a bottle of Coca-Cola.
Yeah. So just let your kids have Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah.
Pepsi?
So I think the thing with Gatorade is they add a lot of those yums, like the potassium, calcium, like a lot of the electrolytes. Mm. So that's the whole point of it is to, like.
Right.
Electrolyte replenishment, but also it's enjoyable. It's got sugar.
The flavor. Yums.
Yeah. Like sugar yummy.
Like stuff that tastes yummy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious about those though. I've had a weird like desire to look up sports drinks, but not enough to do it since like LeBron played for the Heat and had a cramp situation. Do you remember that? Against the Spurs? They like turned up the AC. And they were, like, making fun of him because he owned part of the company he was drinking that was a sports drink or whatever. It was a whole thing. You don't remember this?
He complains about so much. I don't know.
You're like how I must have been when Jordan was good.
Probably.
Can you imagine if Jordan came back right now and just started playing the NBA again? And was like the best player. That'd be crazy.
He'd have to drop 50 pounds, probably.
I assume you mean like prime Jordan.
No, like current day Jordan.
Yeah. No, that would not happen.
No, but wouldn't it be crazy if he was still just as good as he was when he left?
It is. Yeah, it is.
I'm coming out of retirement.
Yeah, it is. He's physically
real,
impossible.
Real Uncle Drew. Just like, that'd be crazy. He could probably do it. Anyway, don't hate on LeBron. Just appreciate it.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Do you know what's crazy? Is that this will probably be evergreen and he'll play forever. We were talking about on the way out here, like what if like he just starts aging like Benjamin Button and we get another 25 years out of him? He retires when he's 18 again? That'd be crazy.
I feel like he'd be mad about that. Like, I have more money than I'll ever know what to do with. Like, I don't want to spend another.
Are you gonna retire?
20 years doing this.
I want to try to play with my grandson for a year. See how that goes.
It's like, he's like, I'm not gonna spend another longer career than anyone's ever played and still not have as many rings as Jordan, you know? It's crazy.
This guy. I don't like how you're so anti-LeBron that it makes me sound like I'm pro-LeBron. I'm neutral. But you're so anti that I feel like I have to play devil's advocate.
Yeah. It is the way.
I'm not anti. I'm just sad because I tried so hard to not hate him like I did Michael Jordan. Because now I regret not just enjoying and appreciating Michael Jordan.
But he keeps disappointing you by being a big old baby.
Yeah. Like, just, dude, just play the game, man. What are you doing? Or just retire. Like, you're done. You broke the points record. Like, go home.
To be clear, I only have a problem with the way that he acts while he's playing. Like, his crying about calls and all that kind of stuff. Like, anything outside of basketball, I don't care. You can have your opinions. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
But
that's what I'm saying.
The way he behaves while he's playing basketball, I'm like, don't do that.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Or while he's supposed to be playing, but he's not playing. He's resting or whatever. That's a whole other issue, though. And that's not just him. Nevertheless, let's take a break. Let's act like it's the second night of a back-to-back and we're LeBron, and let's take a break.
This podcast was made possible by Hey Grill Hey. The new Hey Grill Hey app has been designed from the ground up to make things as easy on you as possible to get grilling and creating delicious dishes your friends and family can enjoy. With features including one-tap shopping lists that will also add it directly to your meal planner, easily make additions to your shopping list to keep everything you need in one place. Share your list with your partner or friend and check things off as you go so you know you aren't forgetting anything. On top of all that, there are features that allow you to make your own notes about each recipe, available step-by-step video instructions from Susie Bullock herself, add recipes to your favorites list, and easily share new favorites with friends. Don't be afraid to get out there and try something new. Use the Hey Grill Hey app to help you become a backyard barbecue hero today.
All right.
All right.
That'll be enough of that.
What is your what is your guys' daily liquid intake look like?
Not enough.
It's mostly it's like wavy. It kind of takes on the form of whatever I put it in.
My typical day is I'll wake up and I was
being literal.
I know. Like not a large cup of coffee, but a decent sized cup of Joe start the day. And then way too frequently, I also take a Monster with me to work. So then I will drink that. That's and then mouthwash. The rest of the day, I just sip on a water bottle, not nearly as much as I should. So I just like way too much caffeine. The first half of my day is like crazy. And then it's just like some water. But that's about it.
How about you?
I usually am every morning when I wake up, I'm super like parched. So I just like chug, you know.
This is not the place for that. Oh. That means like thirsty, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Parched?
Never mind.
Oh. I don't understand your joke.
It wasn't a joke. Oh. I was confused.
Anyway, so I'll chug some water, I don't know, a little bit. And then I'd say 4 or 5 days a week it's some kind of workout and I'm sipping on water during the workout. Then most mornings I'm doing an electrolyte drink, like the Redmond Relight salt water with electrolytes in it. And that actually makes, when I do that, I feel like I don't have to drink as much during the day. Like it keeps me hydrated. It's pretty crazy. But I have this little non-Stanley type cup. It's just like a insulated cup with a lid.
Those are just called cups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a mug. It doesn't have a handle, but it's insulated. So I fill it with ice in the morning and then I'll probably drink two or three of those a day. And then handful of sodas, like cans of soda during the day, usually. Trying to not to do that, but good luck.
I don't drink soda at all unless there's cans of soda at my house, and then I drink all of them until they're gone.
Yeah. Huh. I'll, you know, maybe once or twice a week, if I'm out and about, I'll stop and get like a big 44-ounce soda from a gas station or something. Especially if it's like a hot day. We live in a hot area, so if it's a hot summer day and I've been like working outside or something, like, I love like a cold soda. A big, tall, cold soda. It's one of my favorite things. So that's what sucks about like not... I do want to stop drinking soda, but I just love it. I love it so much.
Soda's not a problem for me really anymore. I do still love like a good... I buy into the hype. McDonald's Coke is better.
Yes.
But I really do like a good McDonald's Coke.
It's a different mix.
Soda's not a big problem for me, though. Currently, it's a big problem. So what I do is I wake up, and then I take the kids to school. And if it's the weekend, I just wake up, right? And then on the way home from taking the kids to school, or if it's the weekend, just I go out specifically for this, I go fill up my mug at the gas station with ice water because it's free, right? And then I buy the 2-for-5 monsters that they have on sale. And then I usually drink both of those that day. And I drink maybe half of one of these. And then if we are recording, I usually have 2 more monsters that day. Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at right now.
That's not good, brother.
No, well, it's. I mean, I don't know.
What if
let's ask Howard. Well, let's ask Howard about how unhealthy my habits are.
So one thing I want to do for the second part of this series is to really dig in.
In-depth series.
Yes.
On what's going on in our guts.
No, just what is in those freaking drinks. Like
all of them. Yeah.
Like what? Like there's 20.
What are BCAAs?
Yeah. Like well, there's 20 things in there that I have no idea what they are, but I just willingly will drink a monster. Like it's no big deal.
I do too. And they're not, I know that they're not like, it's not the same as drinking alcohol. It doesn't affect your body the same way, but it's definitely got to be worse for you than drinking soda. I mean, obviously more than water, right? Because water is good for you, but it can't be good. But I do want to differentiate between them a little bit too. Like what are the ones that like the regular ones, the sugar-free, like, what are they doing that's different? Yeah. Is it aspartame? I don't know. And the juice ones? I'm curious about all of this. Yeah, we're gonna really dissect the ingredients on energy drinks, I feel like.
Oh, something else I want to look into is the whole diet soda versus zero soda.
Yeah, what is the difference? Is that just marketing?
No, if Mountain Dew, I'm a huge Mountain Dew fan. I'm sad that I can't drink full sugar Mountain Dew anymore. Like I drink one can and I'm like, that's like, I don't know what it is, but I can't do it. It's too much sugar. But diet Mountain Dew versus Mountain Dew Zero.
I know they don't
blindfold me. I can tell you the difference like that.
Yeah. Same thing with me with like Diet Coke and Coke Zero. Most of them, but
it's it's the same ingredients. They both use aspartame.
Right. So how? That's what I'm saying. Did they just consciously change the flavor and say it's something else so they could sell more soda?
And my question is, why didn't you just make Diet Mountain Dew taste like Mountain Dew? Because Mountain Dew Zero tastes so much better to me than Diet Mountain Dew. So why didn't you just make it taste that good in the first place?
Well, I mean, it gets you another SKU.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it until Coke was the first one to do it. Coke Zero.
What if they invented Mountain Dew Zero like way back when they invented Diamond Dew? And they were like, the world's not ready yet. We got to dumb this down a little bit. We got to ease them into this.
But Coke's the same too because I don't love regular Coke. I actually like Coke Zero better than I like regular Coke. Unless it's fountain from McDonald's.
I was going to say, I think I'm with you other than the McDonald's thing.
I think they put crack in it or something. Crack cocaine.
Oh, in the McDonald's
car? I appreciate you clarifying.
Have we talked about why on here before?
Two crack balls, please.
They legitimately do stuff different. It's a weird thing for a McDonald's, in my opinion, to take this approach.
No, we've talked about it. They have a specific...
They use metal pipes.
Yeah.
And yeah, so the even the starting soda's colder, everything.
And, well, they have a... I don't know. Maybe we look into this, but I think I've read it somewhere. I don't know.
They have their own special formula.
They have their own special formula they've worked out with Coke.
Thank you, former president. Many people are saying.
I was going to say, this is the first I'm hearing of this.
I'll have my people look into it.
But, like, it's still crazy to me that they put all that effort into that. And then they're just like.
People will go.
Did you, you put go all daily? The people... layers of the burger in the wrapper? Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah.
I mean, not all of them. A lot of the lettuce is just in the bag. That's fine. In the bag is the wrapper. Sorry.
Man, that's just the wrapper.
Yeah. How did the pickle end up in the second fold? You had to purposely try to do that.
They forgot to put it on and remembered mid-wrap. Can I get a pickle? Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's where it would go on the burger. Don't set the bar too high, bro. I feel like that's got to be. I'm sorry. I just hate fast food.
Where's the nearest McDonald's to here? I might go after. Sounds good. I got to stay up late anyway.
If they're open, yeah. Probably Boulevard.
Yeah, and they're probably busy, too, so just a heads up.
You know how you live in a nice part of town, Todd? There's not a McDonald's close here. Yeah.
Well, there's nothing out here. We got a taco truck sometimes. That's about it.
I like the gas station. Big fan. Anyway. The difference between the zero and the diet is interesting to me. I think it is just marketing, don't you think? Just an extra... Like, they would have just improved... Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it has to just be a slightly different formula, but they already had so many people that were diehards with the diet that they had to market it as something new.
Oh, so another weird thing with all this is I'm a huge Pepsi fan. I'll drink Coke if it's available, but I prefer Pepsi. And I know that's like someone's going to fight me for it, but it's just what I like. Who cares? But when I lived in Germany, I preferred Coke over their Pepsi. Their Coke over there was amazing. So I don't know
German Coke.
Yeah,
is my favorite.
So they must have different. They have different recipes for different countries based on some kind of research.
Legal ingredients?
Maybe.
Not maybe. That is for sure a part of it. There are ingredients in the United States that we use regularly that are illegal to use over there.
Yeah. High fructose corn syrup.
Is one of them, yeah. I mean, it's like even Mexican Coke tastes different because they use, like, cane sugar
instead of HFC. Mexican Coke and German Coke were very similar. But I like German. I went back to Germany about a year ago, tried a Coke just to see, and I liked it better than Mexican Coke.
According to the ShamWow guy, the Germans always make good stuff. So, anyway. I've gone back and forth throughout my life on the Coke and Pepsi thing. When I was a young wee lad and Michael Jordan was breaking my heart, I remember very specifically like a few summers of watching him destroy my precious Jazz and just drinking Pepsi and judging my old neighbors at the Jazz watch party for drinking Coke. But I've gone through major Coke phases. And then, like, was that me?
No, it was me.
Oh.
It snuck up on me. I don't know what happened.
It sounded like it came from the microphone, not the headphones. But, like, I've gone through phases where I was way into Coke and then, like, back and forth. So, I don't know.
I started out with Pepsi when I was younger, too. I think I went Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and then I'm just a Coke guy now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everyone transitioned to Mountain Dew from Pepsi at one point. That was like a gateway drug?
Yeah.
I think your dad started making me okay with Diet Pepsi because he would, on family outings, he'd have a cooler full of Diet Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I'm like, well, I'll just drink this, I guess. And so it like warmed me up to now that's, I, you know, that's probably my second choice behind Mountain Dew Zero now, is I'll grab a Diet Pepsi. But I don't like Pepsi Zero. Wild stuff.
Me too. And his dad. Not for the same reasons. It's because I lived in his house and I mooched off of him and they bought all the food and drinks ate and drank, and that's what they bought. So
well, I was mooching like as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was like every day for me.
I mean, it wasn't mooching. He told me that.
They wanted me to stop. I'm just kidding.
They pleaded with us.
Uncle Ray was like, this cooler is okay. That one, don't touch that cooler. Just kidding. He didn't do that at family outings. Maybe. Probably.
I would.
He probably should have.
One of the weirdest things about adulthood is seeing which relatives sneak off to... No, just kidding. Just kidding. If anyone's listening, that was a joke. Don't go in that spare bedroom at Thanksgiving. All right. What else? Is there anything else you guys want to know about?
I thought you meant a drink.
Huh?
What?
What?
Do you guys think that those electrolyte drinks actually help hydrate your body or help your body think that it's hydrated?
I don't know. And I don't, and I'd like to know. And I'd like to understand electrolytes better. Because it's salt, right? But it's not just salt, because then why can't I just eat saltwater taffy if I'm thirsty?
Yeah, these things seem like a more recent breakthrough or trend. And if they are what they say they are, isn't that like a way big deal as far as dietary information and like nutritional availability?
Yeah. You're talking about like the hangover drinks and stuff like that?
Well, no.
Not
well,
just for like, that, but I think that's how it started.
Liquid IV and the one that you use, Todd.
Yeah, Redmond Relight.
Yeah, the Relights. And, like, there's a few of them.
And that's a salt company.
And they blew up onto the scene, and it's like, is this, like, a healthy trend, in quotation marks, or is it, like, an actual...
scientific breakthrough.
Yeah. I've had this thought because I can drink... A glass of that in the morning, and then maybe not drink anything until mid-afternoon, nighttime.
Yeah, but is that good for you?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm because like, maybe it's not, just like you're not supposed to, like, chugging a bunch of water all at once, like getting all your necessary water in for the day at once doesn't actually help you. Maybe getting all your nutrients, all like your body needs them throughout the day. Right? And also just like lubrication. So maybe that's bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if they're good or bad, but I want to understand better what they actually do.
Yeah.
But the days that I do drink it, and I still feel like I'm drinking the same amount of water, I'm peeing less. Because when I don't, I know this is weird, but sorry.
This is what it's for.
I know. But if I don't drink the electrolyte drink in the morning and I'm just chugging water all day, I just pee clear all day. Like all day, I'm just peeing clear. You know what I'm saying?
Peeing clear. Yeah.
Peeing clear.
The car's yours, peeing clear.
I'm glad you heard it too.
Sometimes I just forget if I'm supposed to be drinking water or not, and then I go pee and it'll tell me.
Yeah.
Or if I like have a headache, oh, I haven't had any water today.
That was one of the crazier things about when I stopped drinking as much, was I was like, oh, yeah, this is what color it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it is a good indicator. It's kind of a cool thing that we have this natural indicator.
Yeah, but you know what sucks is if you're colorblind.
I don't.
How gray is my pee? Yellow is one of the affected colors. It's like one of the main ones.
Did you hear about that book that the colorblind urologist wrote?
No.
I think it's like 50 Shades of Grey or something.
This is stupid.
It was stupid.
What was that knock knock joke they sent you?
Oh, hike.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. All right.
Hmm. Those are my main questions.
I would like to know about teas and coffees too. This is too broad of a subject.
You know, yeah, what we're doing that thing.
We are doing that thing. I like it.
This is a throwback to when we used to just bite off
yeah.
way more than we
way
could.
Way off, bite more, chew than we can.
Like, my brain was just like, you're done. Just
fish
stop.
Fisherman teach catch, eat a day.
Yeah. Yep, sorry about that.
Oh. Thank you so much, Strucky.
You don't get to call me that.
Sorry. I forgot you already are called that for it. Anyway.
Golf?
Yeah.
I'm a terrible golfer.
Juice box.
Remember when you started golfing a lot?
Yeah.
That was a crazy time.
I miss it. I think if I just like...
You think you could have gone pro?
No. Oh, no. But it was enjoyable to
that
just
was the
be
vibe
outside.
You put out. You were like, I think...
No, if I were to become a man of leisure, I would be getting more into golfing.
I've never been more frustrated in my whole life than when I've been golfing. So
that's the thing is that it kind of sucks when you suck at it, but like every time you're playing, you'll hit one shot that you think you're getting the hang of it. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm getting this thing figured out.
And then you swing exactly the same way and you miss it. Or yeah. It goes sideways or under your legs.
But it's really just like it's you perceive it's the same way, but it's not.
I've seen sideways, but under your legs? Go the wrong direction?
I've hit a golf ball backwards before.
I've bowled backwards before. Well, like not like I walked up and threw it backwards. Like I went regular style, but the ball went behind me. Didn't have a good grip. You got to catch it on the backswing?
It's possible to swing it and hit it on like the back of the club.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And then it hits the ball on the far side and it shoots.
But you hear it, you feel like you hit it. So you're like looking for it and everyone's like, hey, it's rolling behind you.
It's behind you.
Yeah, I've hit myself in the shins before. It's not like a common thing, but I mean, like I said, I wasn't good, but it's fun. It's fun to be outside. Usually golf courses are beautiful.
Do you think, how pissed would people be if I got like a lawn, what is it called? Is it croquet? Like a mallet? And I just teed off I shoot like 25 over par.
If you teed off with a mallet, dude, that head would break off so hard.
I don't mean like tee off like a tee off. I mean like how you play croquet. I play that way all the way to the green.
Like just 450 yards.
Yeah, just put a standstill on all golf activities for the day.
They would run you out of there.
They would. Yeah. They would kick me out real quick. They wouldn't let me in anyway. I don't have country club appropriate clothes. It's a thing. You have to like meet a dress code.
Some spots you do. Most you don't.
Not like you have to dress fancy, but they're like, you have to wear pants or some bottoms.
Sir, can you please put on some pants?
I did it once. I did one once that was like a PGA rated one, and that sounds funny, PG.
Rated PGA.
Yeah, but they just, you were required to wear a collared shirt and not jeans, and that was it. So I just wore khaki shorts and a button up, or like a polo shirt.
Could you wear a denim collared shirt?
Maybe. Yeah.
Hmm.
Denim colored shorts? Like these are not, look, fill them.
These are not denim, they're denim colored.
Yeah.
These are dress pants.
Yes.
They are pleated.
Some of those shorts are so flowy and comfortable though. Golf clothes, kind of comfy sometimes.
Look. That's what I was going to say when you said man of leisure. We've already talked about this. My idea of being a man of leisure is wearing as many clothes as possible to the appearance of other people while feeling like I am wearing no clothes at all.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look professional like I work at a bank, but it's really like linen and I feel just naked. That's what I want. That's when, if you ever see me truly happy, you'll know I found it. I found all the clothes I needed. Linen shoes. Anyway.
So, drinks, huh?
Drinks.
What about tea and coffee?
I don't remember now. Mm. Oh. Are they bad? Just general stuff. Is it really... Is any of it bad for you at all? Like, do you just get jittery because there's extra caffeine in coffee? Are there any health risks associated with it? I don't know. Do you guys know?
I don't know, but I think that a lot of the bad stuff from coffee is the stuff that you put in it. Mm. Like, depending on the fake sugars or the real sugars or
the creamer.
The creamers and all this stuff. It's just additional maybe fake stuff.
Coffees are just like little witch's cauldrons.
Yeah.
Ooh, the cream of cow. That's weird. And then you stir it up, you know?
Creamer is also really weird. We don't need to, like, do any research on it, but it's, like, kind of shelf-stable, but not dairy. Yeah. It's, like, kind of not dairy. Like, you know those little packets you see at diners? Like, how long has this been sitting?
Yeah. How many years?
Yeah.
I thought that when I worked at a gas station, because sometimes I'd do the cappuccino machine, and I'd pour those in there, and I'm like, those have been sitting out for maybe months.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't know what it is, but...
Preservatives.
Yeah, so putting that in your coffee probably doesn't help.
But they do have... You can't have shelf-stable milk if it's been, like, homogenized or something long enough, or I don't know.
That's none of my business, man.
Yeah. Homo milk.
It's just milk. Homo.
I mean, H milk.
Genized.
That's the milk's, when it's homogenized, that's the milk's pronouns is H. H milk.
I think sometimes you say the quiet part out loud.
Try and stop me.
We have tried.
Do you want to stop?
Well, no, not at all.
For years, we tried to verbally beat it out of you. We just couldn't.
Oh, that's too funny. Yeah, we're going to end up doing several episodes based out of this one. We're going to follow up next week, but I don't think we're going to be able to cover all of this. But I am curious about some of this stuff. Not going to look it up right now either, but like, oh my gosh. Like the mushroom coffee you see right now.
Yeah, that's a big popular one.
Also, kombucha. We need to have David on and do a kombucha episode.
Yeah, talk about the mooch.
If he'll do it. Sure. He makes it, right?
Yeah.
I want to start doing that. They tell you on the bottles of GTs, like, you can just save a little bit of this and make your own. You don't even have to buy this stuff. I'm like, word? But I don't dare to do it. It's like a process. Takes up sink. I feel like I remember knowing people whose parents made kombucha growing up. There was like a stigma, you know? I don't know if I want to be the booch guy, but I kind of want to learn about it. So we'll look into that.
I think you're fine now. I think the 80s and 90s were weird. People are a little more open-minded nowadays.
Yeah, the 80s and 90s were really weird. If they're like your mom would just not like someone, and like, why? Like, just a little too much color in her outfits, yeah. You know? Like, just a little too flashy for us. Not my mom, just in general, you know? All right. Anything else you guys want to know?
I think we've got plenty
I'm sure there's a lot I could think of.
Okay.
We're good.
Let's be done for the night.
Yes! So, I mean, dang it.
No!
Nor.
All right.
I watched a lot of Bluey last week.
I love Bluey. Do you guys think we should do a whole episode in Australian accents?
No.
We can't get canceled for that. The worst thing that could happen is we'll get a bunch of boomerangs thrown at us. And guess what?
As long as they don't hit us.
Long story short, joke's on them.
Also, it's the second time the word boomerang has come up today.
Yeah, that's boomerangs come back around. That's what they do.
It's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think we do it. Australia, throw your boomerangs. You'll only be hurting yourselves. It's a weird weapon. Have you guys ever successfully thrown a boomerang?
No.
No.
And then caught it? Have you ever even successfully thrown a boomerang? No. I love that I didn't even have to finish asking the question.
I've thrown what equates to a stick that I have to walk across a field and pick up.
I've never even gotten it to flow properly. Like, I can get some distance with a frisbee, but a boomerang?
I should look it up online, because there's a part of me that thinks that it's just...
Witch?
Like, that
Black
it's just...
magic?
That it's just, like, a lie that we perpetuated about Australian.
What if you can't throw it, and they're just like, yeah, dude, I threw it and came back already. Like, that was not my Australian accent, just for the record. I was just excited.
I was going to say, that would be a weird one. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I threw it. It came back. You just didn't see. I don't know.
I'll turn around.
Okay. Well, like a boomerang, we will be back. Thank you for listening and sponsoring and co-hosting.
And you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.